Darlene.
Joined.
Robert Guerra.
Joined.
Hey, Robert. It's just Darlene here.
Hey, hey, Darlene. How are you?
Not bad. How are you doing? How's your summer?
Going by too quickly, I think.
You had any time to take any time off for you?
No. Just it's been basically a lot of travel and a lot of stuff going on since June.
Wow, yeah.
So I'll have to take that time off later in the year.
Yeah.
Adigo operator.
Joined.
Helen.
Joined.
Hello all, who's here?
Hey Alan, it's just Robert and Darlene, that's it so far.
Then how can I be the fourth person?
I'm
the Adigo.
Ah. Who obviously doesn't count.
That's not fair. I don't count.
It's like an electoral vote. It's on a stage that doesn't count.
Like Miranda.
No problem.
Joined.
Did I hear Michael Miranda there?
Gareth Sherman.
Yes.
Joined.
Apparently the secret is to say something and someone else joins.
Yeah, perfect. Robert, if I could even understand that last question that you put on the Skype channel, I'd try to answer it, but I'm like, what?
You must not be using Web 2.0 tools then.
No.
Okay. For a lot of Web 2.0 stuff, it's common to use a common set of characters, so then you can group all the content together. So if you're posting pictures online, if you're doing videos, if you're just putting comments online, then a lot of the aggregation software and sites can then group all the content together. And so the thing that you use is a tag, and so Twitter is a very popular what's called microblogging service. And so instead of typing in huge, long posts, you're limited to 140 characters.
Oh, okay, right, yes. No, we don't seem to use any of that for the North American Rallo telephone conferences, the wiki page.
That's then you're...
I know.
Then you've answered my question.
Frederick.
Joined.
Hi, Frederick.
How are you, darling?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. Rainy in New York.
Aha. How long are you going to be in New York for?
I think until the end of this month. Who is on the call?
We have myself, Robert Guerra, Alan Greenberg, Michael Miranda, Gareth Sherman, and the conference operator.
Hello, everyone.
Seth Reese.
Joined.
Is that Seth?
Hey, how are you, Darlene?
Hey, how are you and your little dog, too?
Hey, what do you mean, how do you know about my little dog?
You can hear him in the background.
I better mute him.
Wendy.
Joined.
Hi, Wendy.
Wendy.
Left.
You scared her off.
I only said hi.
Evan.
Joined.
Hi, folks. Sorry about that. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
So has everyone just been sitting around and talking about some fun?
We're actually playing...
Joined.
The game of seeing how many people are in on the call.
And we're just waiting for our chairman to show up to start the call.
Gee, thanks. Okay, considering how short the agenda was and how much we have the August doldrums, I'm surprised to see 8 people on the call.
We just can't resist your call.
Sorry?
We just can't resist the call you made for attendance.
Thanks, Alan. I need that this time of the year. Anyway, Darlene, have you taken a role of everyone else but me?
I believe what we have is you and I, Robert, Alan, Michael, Gareth, Frederick, Seth, and Wendy. Did I miss anybody?
Did Wendy come back?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Good.
There we go.
Okay.
I knew she would.
I may disappear again. But...
Well, then welcome you all here to the August version of our meeting. I have to tell you that it was kind of difficult for me to figure out an agenda because for various reasons there seemed to be very little coming out of ALAC these days. And
we're expecting you to produce it all.
That's what I was afraid of. So essentially the agenda is very brief, at least from what I've been able to put on, and what I'm hoping is that if anybody has any other concerns or other things that we need to deal with, that they can be added on. The only things that I have on the agenda is first of all to deal with the issue of the election of the North American Chair and Secretariat. And we were overwhelmed by the number of nominations, which sort of made Darlene and me wondering what we were doing here. But on the
other hand, both of you saying you're going to run again early on in the game could well have reduced the likelihood of anyone else putting their names in.
Oh, okay.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, I feel really disappointed for Frederick, who spent all this time learning this great new election software.
Indeed.
And was really eager to try it out. And now here we go, and here we go and have these acclamations. So it's my my pleasure and my honor to come back and say that there have been no other nominations for the role, so like it or not, you're stuck with Darlene and me for another year. I guess that's as official a statement as I can make. Frederick, do you have anything to add on that?
Yeah, just congratulate you and thanks again for the patience concerning this election. Indeed, you have to go through this training and come, let's say, to the point where there is no any online training voting system to be implemented for this current election because only both of you were candidates and therefore elected. So congratulations and good luck for this coming new year. Another thing I would like just to add in the agenda, if it's possible, is the regional advice for the Foundation for Building Sustainable Community. Darlene, send a message today on DNA discussing this regard.
Ah, okay. We can add that, or maybe we can take care of that right now. There is an application from a new ALS. And that information has been passed around from Frederick. I guess the one thing that I can say is that I know the people that are involved in this, so I pretty well recruited them to bring them in. And so if there are any questions about the group, I'm not going to totally answer on their behalf, but at least I can answer some of the basic questions if anybody has about the application.
What's the name of the organization again?
What did you slip
again?
Into their drinks?
Sorry? Let me answer. What was Wendy's question first?
What did you slip into their drinks?
Yeah, let's just say outreach has become more of a challenge than it used to be. No, these are basically people that I knew, and I was talking to them about some of the trips and some of the frustrations I'd had, and they asked, you know, well, if they became an ALS, might they be able to add some voice to, you know, to any of the pressure we might be able to bring to bear, such as it is. And so they're coming in to have a look, and if they like what they see, they'll stick around. I believe the actual name of it is the Center for Building Sustainable Communities. Is that the official name, Frederick?
Yes.
And it is out of Oshawa, Ontario, which is a factory city just to the east of Toronto. That's going through some fun of its own right now because the main GM plant is closing off a lot of shifts, but that's a different story. What can I say? It's basically a goal that an organization that is involved in mentoring and trying to bring together IT together with environmental issues.
I really think we should start limiting the amount of open source weirdos we've got on this list, though. You know, really.
As in one is too many?
I think the expression actually is none is too many.
Just to back up what Evan was saying there, I did read over the due diligence report, and it came up totally clear. So I can't see any reason why we wouldn't allow them in.
Yeah, just as an adding point, if you want, I did the due diligence, and I have to admit that it was one of the easiest due diligence I had to make.
Oh, that's good to know. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear that. Anyway, so I don't know if we need to make a decision on this call so much. Is it sufficient for you, Frederick, to get a consensus if there's no dissent on this call for you to proceed?
Yeah, for me, I can get a consensus. What I would just appreciate is when Darlene is going to take the note, she is going to say that the call today with the quorum approved the due diligence and the regional advice, so we can move forward and pass it to ADAC.
Okay. Are there any questions or is there any dissent to this group joining over? And Wendy's point of what were they thinking is duly noted, and I'll convey that. But outside of that, is there any comment or dissent or... can we basically send a message to Frederick that they are approved from the regional advice?
I would like to say yes, but as I did just put out the due diligence report this morning, could we also give it a week just in case there should be someone online that comes up and says, oh, no, I know these people, they're weird.
Okay. I thought we raised the issue a week or two back, but okay.
But that was before the due diligence report. It was only, hey, these people have applied, but we only got due diligence, like, yesterday.
Got it. Okay, so we'll give it, if there's no objections, then we'll give it 1 week. And if there's no objections, then we will go back to ICANN staff and say that the regional advice is to approve.
Excellent.
Okay. The only other thing that I had on the agenda was revisiting some of the output of the last meeting, where we had some comments on the travel policies, and that there were two input processes that we were going to try and affect with that. One was essentially simply bringing a statement forward into ICANN. Regarding what we thought to be some mistakes on the part of the travel procedures and policies. And the other one was to try and build that into a position paper before the deadline at the beginning of August on the President's Committee on Building Institutional Confidence, Increasing Institutional Confidence. There was a special President's Committee on ICANN that was created. This is part of the whole JPA process that ICANN is trying to demonstrate to the U.S. Department of Commerce that it is indeed trying to increase public confidence in its process. And as a result of the meeting that we had last week, there was a takeaway to put together a position that basically said, no, hold on, maybe they're not as responsive to the public interest as maybe they'd like to put forward. The document that we did submit was admittedly on the hasty side and did not have a whole lot of people contributing to it. But I thank those of you who did and some of you who are on this call, especially Michael and Alan, Alan basically took a lot of time out, especially to say, well, Well, basically above and beyond, let's put it that way. So we did have a statement that we put into the committee. There is a process that is still to go on. I believe, I forget who it is within ICANN staff was collecting the materials on that. I think it was Kieran who is involved with that, and he acknowledged that he's received the information and said that now he has to bring it all together with the other submissions. We still have a document that we need to submit into ICANN in general. There was no formal procedure, as far as I understand, of giving the community a specific travel policy to comment on and then to receive comments back. As far as I understand, there's never really been any formal process like that. So we still have a significant amount of material that we've put together in a document, but we're in the odd process of not knowing who to send it to. And Frederick, can you offer any insight into who we would talk to if we want to try and influence the issue of the travel policy changes? There was a board vote, but it was very, very cryptic, and I suspect that the actual procedures and policies itself are going to be made by ICANN staff as opposed to the board.
Okay, I think that the person that would be the more appropriate one would be maybe Kieran McCarthy.
And I would suggest, Wendy, Kevin Wilson is also sort of at the top of the chain on that.
Yes.
And perhaps Doug Brandt, who wrote the initial document.
Yes.
Okay.
Or claimed he did.
Have any of you seen some of the drafts that that Darlene had sent and I had sent around on the lists that we had been working on?
Are those different?
The last draft sent around was like about a week ago, and it said, you know, please review and get back to me, and I only really heard back from one person.
Yeah, there was a panic before the end of the month because there was the August 4th deadline, I believe, on the President's Committee. But there's no real deadline on a general submission to ICANN because there's no formal comment process. So Nick had advised, and I forget exactly what the reason was, that we try and hold off and try and get a few more facts about things. Does anyone here have a good handle on what's going on what the policy is or where it's going? Alan, you've had some good insight based on the reading of things, but then I get readings back from Nick saying, well, nothing's in stone and it's still being finalized.
Nick seemed to have thought that he would find out some words at the meeting last week, but apparently not.
This draft has been circulated among the, or a draft has been circulated among the board.
Okay, so is this something that the board is going to be expected to approve?
Presumably.
Okay. Well, as
that's a change from the initial...
Or perhaps it's just
the initial process.
Really
Well, the initial process said it would be commented on, then staff would implement, period.
Let's see if I can figure it out.
Now, Wendy, does that mean that you have access to documents that can be passed on to us, or is there a confidentiality issue here?
Well, there's the general confidentiality of anything sent over the board list, unless it would be something that would be specifically interested.
Can you indicate whether we're going to be pleased with what we see or displeased?
This is something that is intended to be sent to the SO and AC chairs on Tuesday. I don't believe it looks significantly different from anything we've already seen. So
well, the problem is we haven't seen very much. That's the problem.
She knows what we've seen. You heard us heard what she said.
Oops. Okay.
Thank you, Alan.
Well, does anyone have any suggested plans of action of how we deal with this?
Tuesday is tomorrow.
So our chair will get it moments before the ALAC call.
or moments after it.
Or moments after.
Depending,
okay.
Depending whose tomorrow it is.
Could I ask the two of you to bring this up on to, if it isn't already high on the agenda, to bring it up on the ALAC call and to ask what ALAC is intending to do about this?
Well, since this policy is going to govern who comes to the next meeting in Cairo, and sometime soon we should actually start doing some planning for it, I would think that's reasonable.
I was under the impression that it didn't really kick in until the new fiscal year, which means it didn't really affect anything until after Mexico City.
Fiscal year 09 is what it's labeled.
I suppose.
Yeah, what they passed said, 2009, or was it after 2009, like starting 2010? I'm not sure.
No. What they passed was fiscal year 2010, which is next June. However, what the practice or whatever it was that was circulated that we have not seen the revision yet until tomorrow, did say that ALAC funding would continue, not you folks, except for Robert.
And yourself?
No, I think my ALAC status...
Okay.
Trumps my NOMCOM appointee status in this case.
No.
Well, but this is part of the amorphous blob that we've been asked to deal with. There's so many undefined things.
Yes, but there is my understanding is the non-policy as announced, when it is implemented, will apply to ALS and RALO people immediately.
Well, but the problem is, until it's announced, we basically are talking about speculation.
Okay, so it seems that this conversation might more usefully be conducted after tomorrow.
Yes. I thought we had already come to that conclusion. We were now talking about why we're going to talk about it at the ALAC meeting tomorrow. And I said that since we're getting marginally close to Cairo, it would be nice to know if RALO people and or ALS people will be at this meeting when we start planning the meeting. That was my only comment.
And, okay. Let's just say...
That was just the rationale why I think it should be brought up tomorrow.
Yep, good.
I certainly hope that the ALAC will suitably come to the defense of its secretariats and other non...
Why would we do that? We're less important if we have you around. It's all about our own self-importance, Evan.
Well, I highly doubt that the ALAC will ever be able to come to any policy positions again, and so just anything at all to justify why it should get any travel funding seems to be further and further from the table.
And on the same line of self-importance, if only the board attended meetings, their time would be far more productive.
Okay.
My tongue can't go any more into my cheek, I'm afraid.
All right. Having said all that, I guess this is a bit of a moot conversation until we know what happens.
I don't know. I'm having
fun.
Want to
talk RAA?
I have something else to talk about if we run out of all the other topics.
Well, RAA was something that I would hope to talk about, but yet I'm having a very hard time finding anybody interested in talking about it. Since Danny stepped away from doing any work on our behalf on RAA,
I think Danny stepped away in frustration that nobody else was talking to him, and it got very lonely having a conversation on the list between himself.
I tried engaging him one-on-one with very limited success, but... I guess part of the problem is we also still need other people involved.
Well, I thought Bo was leading that, and I haven't heard much of what's happening there.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything at all. And it would...
But it's also my understanding that there was a comment period on the RAA, and that has passed.
Yes, and I posted something to the at-large list the other day pointing out that the comment period had ended and suggesting people might want to look at some of the comments, including that one by the By Danny's. Danny's is interesting, and the one from the U.S. Department of Commerce is also particularly interesting, and there was a resounding silence on that front.
Yeah.
Well, I guess part of the question is, you know, if AVAC itself isn't interested in doing anything on this, it becomes very difficult to motivate the regions.
Well, it seems that the regions should get out in front of AVAC, because AVAC is not usefully doing anything, in my humble opinion.
Alan, do you know of anybody that's worth kicking there?
Within AVAC?
Yes.
The issue will come up again tomorrow.
Okay, please do, and if the two of you
maybe
could please note the frustration on behalf of at least one region, that there's very little, you know, direction.
Well, the AVAC is also going to note their frustration on the lack of action within regions. So,
But are they not supposed to be leading the regions?
Yeah, there's very much of a garbage in, garbage out approach to this.
I'm not sure that initiatives have to come from one side or the other.
My only comment on that is I think there's a lack of understanding about not only the issue itself but also its seriousness.
Yeah.
I mean, if once AVAC said, okay, we're working on this policy statement or whatever, who wants to help? You know, and then which regions do, you know, finds this is interesting, but are, you know, important and wants to get out there. I mean, that's, I thought, was the whole point of having the AVAC. Elsewise, why? Why do we have it?
Are we seeing a new era of finger-pointing that now that the regions exist, AVAC can comfortably turn to them and use them as an excuse for not doing anything itself?
I don't think the tone in that comment is useful at all. I mean, the mode we should be in is we should have so many things that we, and so many demands to work on things that, you know, our trouble is prioritizing them. We're nowhere near that yet.
So let me suggest an alternate way of looking at this, which is the registrars are they most public-facing piece of the ICANN web to lots of people who register domain names and use the Internet. This contract governs what the registrars are obligated to do toward ICANN. The public has no enforcement stake in any of these things, but the shape of the contract affects what the public can do with registering domain names. Does North America care about that? If so, whether or not AVAC is doing anything, it would be great for some North Americans to weigh in.
Okay, there's lots of other people on the call. Gareth, Michael, you were both there. What do you guys think about this?
I certainly agree that it's an issue that we should deal with, but I'm a bit of a loss as to what we can do.
Yeah, nobody has the expertise on this call to even deal with it. You know, Danny's gone. Bo might know some, but who knows? So,
Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Frederick speaking. I'm trying to take the floor for the last 5 minutes, but I was just waiting people to finish to say what they had to say. Just as an information, normally on the 20, if it's not the 20, it could be maybe the 21st. Bo is going to have a meeting with some people, including the at-large staff, on the briefing for at-large on the RIA amendment proposal. Okay?
Is he
just for you to know. Yeah, it's going to be a briefing because the RIA amendment document, they are going to be posted in Spanish and French, and we had requested Tim Cole to schedule a briefing for the community.
Has that scheduled briefing been announced?
No, it's not going to be announced because it's going to be announced, but not now. We are just waiting now for the confirmation of the availability of the people, especially Bo.
Did I miss something? We're talking about the 28th of August or September?
We are talking about the 28th of August.
That's a week from now.
It's 9 days from now, yes. But once again, we have sent the email last week, actually the same day that you send your email, Alan. And we actually are still waiting for Bo's answer on his availability.
I suggest you try calling him. The longer we wait to announce things, the less attendance we'll get at these meetings.
I know. I'm not in charge of this.
I'm not blaming you. You can pass it on to
No, but it was just as a comment on the
Thank
discussion.
You.
You're welcome.
Well, I'll point out North America doesn't really have to comment on these things. We have the U.S. Department of Commerce doing it for us. Quite effectively, I should say.
If we agree with them, and if we disagree with them.
It's hard to disagree with some of the points they're making. That ICANN hasn't enforced its own agreements.
I mean, the point of this meeting is to review the RA amendment proposal, as well as what is currently included and what is not.
That certainly could be one thing we could do.
Shouldn't that be done before the comment period is over?
Well, since we don't actually get to...
Sorry, I don't mean to be jumping ahead or anything, but if we're about to go on to other business, you know, maybe we should resync our schedule for the North American Rallo calls and make sure they're after the monthly ALAC calls, because this is the second time we've kind of gone, oh, we're going to have to wait to see what ALAC says, and then nothing happens ever.
Because they're all busy saying, oh, we have to wait to see what NA Rallo says.
Yeah. Well, we'll be on the...
I think it is a very good idea, and for our hand, it's not really a problem to do it.
Actually, based on the last call, we don't actually do anything in the ALAC other than try to ensure that we can talk to each other. And by the time we figure out how to do that, the hour and a half is up, or 2 hours.
Such a functional group we are.
I'm not going to comment on this anymore since I've already made all my politically incorrect statements.
Okay.
But people think that would be workable or, you know, maybe a little bit more workable than what we've got now?
I think you should have one just before and just after.
Well, we'll get nobody either.
People aren't doing enough work. Okay, I've made one more politically incorrect statement.
I was thinking that more is an obvious statement. So. Anyway, okay, so we will hold off on that until we hear what ALAC has to say. And in the meantime, Frederick, could you keep tabs on that briefing? And please let us know the details about it as soon as you know about it.
Yeah, but as you can imagine, once we will have the meeting setting... with one of the days that we have proposed, we will allow all time zones of at-large participants to be awake and to participate.
Is that possible?
We will try.
Participating is one thing, being awake, don't know.
How about if you limit it to all time zones in which there are active participants? It'd be easy.
Indeed.
Okay, let's move along.
High level of snark here today.
It's not all that easy, actually, between Australia and Canada.
Oh.
Not to mention the U.S. Moving along.
Yes. Did I hear a couple of people say they had new business?
I did. I didn't hear anyone else, but I'm not sure.
You have the virtual floor, Alan.
I'd like to talk about the last couple of emails I sent on mailing lists. I am becoming, even with the change we have made, distraught that there is no way to seemingly no way to avoid cross-posting, and I really would like to do that. The problem right now is if you want to target the people who are on the ALAC list, and have some comments from other people, you have to cross-post. Because not all the people on the, not all the RALO people on the ALAC list are on, in the at-large list. That's problem number one. Problem number two, we don't know what the intersection is of people on the regional lists and the at-large list. So we get cross-posting between the at-large and the RALO lists. If someone replies to that, of course, it gets bounced because they're not allowed to post to the bouncing list, and other people get six copies. The more redundancy we have in these things, the less people are actually inclined to read them and do anything about it. Is there any way we can rationalize this? Does anyone have any ideas?
Must say, I personally hadn't given that much thought. I sort of figured that everyone in their wisdom had come up with something that they thought would work.
Well, I think what we have now is better than what we had before. But, you know, I posted that list about the RAA and the NTIA comment. And if I wanted to hit all the people, if I wanted public comment on it, I have to send it to at-large, and I have to send it to the ALAC internal list. Not internal, but the ALAC working list. And that struck me as being stupid. But not everybody in the inside community is on the at-large list, and there's enough garbage on the at-large list that even if people receive it, they may not be looking at it consciously. And I'm just wondering, is there a better way, or are we stuck forever in this world of random cross-posts? And when you reply, some people may not be able to do a reply because half the replies bounce, things like that. Maybe the answer is we have no choice but to continue like that. I just thought I'd raise the question of thoughtful people.
My first gut suggest is to see is to give the new scheme a little chance to breathe.
But that doesn't solve the problem I'm addressing.
Yeah, that's an inherent problem with lists. So, I mean, if you go, I think the only way you can kind of solve it is to go to some other type of discussion space that is more flexible. And more open to the type of kind of engagement that you're looking for. That, you know, and there's a lot of different ways to do that, but we seem to be stuck with mailing lists, and that's one of the problems with mailing lists. Either you have them closed or you have them open.
Well, but in this case, it could be solved by saying anyone on the ALAC list is also, by definition, is on the at-large list. In other words, not make it purely self-subscriptive in the case of the senior people, as it were. It also assumes that those people who get the at-large list actually have to look at it and can't just file it in a folder they never look at. I don't know if that's reasonable. I don't think it's a list issue. I think it's an issue of focus of attention. Okay, I withdraw the question.
Certainly it's not something that we can address singularly as a region.
No, in the case of the NA RALO, all the RALO people, the two of you, are on the at-large list also. So clearly you're not the two I'm talking about. But is it reasonable to expect everyone to look at the at-large list because there might be something actual substantive there? If we blacklist enough people, it may become the case.
Well, let's see. I mean, having seen Bo's recent initiative, that may happen.
Well, yep.
I don't think we can really resolve much here.
Okay.
But, except to ponder your question.
All right. Well, I asked it on the list. If anyone has any bright ideas, feel free.
Excuse me, Ellen, can you just clarify something for me so I'm
sure.
Understanding this better? So ALAC is for policy ALEC list is for, like, policy discussions and such like that. But people have to self-subscribe to it? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Like, so if I'm not Darlene, Secretary of North America, I'm just Darlene, I want to, then I have to subscribe to it?
The list that is called ALEC is not subscribable. It's a managed list with all the people who sit on the ALEC committee and the designated people from the RALOs, or chairs, or secretariats, or whatever they each happen to be called. It is published, however, in two different places on the web, so anyone else who chooses can look at it and open a discussion on the at-large list should they decide to.
Right. So your problem is if you put something on the at-large list, you don't know if the ALEC people really look at it because they might just consider it just more noise and blah, blah, blah.
Well, there are some people on the ALEC list. We need a name for this group of 25 people or so, who are not on the at-large list at all, number one. Number two, pardon me?
I think everybody that's on the ALEC list should absolutely be on the at-large list because that's the way we get public comment to feed into at-large or ALEC.
That may be, but right now all the ALEC members are there, but not all the RALO people. I mean, these are lists you can ask for the membership list yourself and do the calculation, or I can share it with you, but a good number of the people are not. On top of that, to send out a substantive, important, time-sensitive question on at-large tends to bury it in the rubble.
I guess that's why, and I'm just brainstorming here with you, Alan, because I understand what you're saying. I guess that's why every region has a secretariat. If they need to, you know, flag ALEC on something, then it's kind of, I assume that each region through the RALO list would be discussing amongst themselves, and then it would be up to the secretariat or chair to bring it up to the ALEC list.
And indeed, if I send something to the ALEC list and each of the five regions picks it up and does something with it, That can, if it actually happens, get discussions going on the five regional lists. It doesn't get anything going on the at-large list, and that may be okay given language issues. We have this funny situation where, at one level, the regional lists are for regional business, whether it's policy business or administrative business. On the other hand, we have been tending to say that the at-large list, the global list, should be the one where things are discussed, ignoring the language issue. I just think we have too many lists that have been labeled the list where we discuss substantive issues, and it gets confusing to people, thus the many cross-posts.
And to listen to the ALEC review, we should just trash them all and go to wikis.
Well, I have my personal opinion on that, but
do you think that would be an improvement?
Not for me.
No.
My life is busy enough that when things are pushed to me, I might act on it. If I have to remember to go to a wiki and look around for what's new, there's not a chance in hell it's going to happen.
That's exactly the same.
In a routine way.
Okay. Alan, is there a way that, to use the Jeopardy term, you could pose this in the form of a question that can be put out to the list and that maybe give us a little more time to bash it around?
I did already.
Okay. All right, then. What I would do is ask everybody on this call to go back and have a look at Alan's question, and let's see if we can give it a little more thought.
Joined.
It may be that there isn't any good answer, and I'm willing to accept that, but I thought I'd ask the question.
Okay. All righty. Asked and not answered. Well, does anyone have any other new business? Does anyone have any other old business that they want to raise again?
I'll make the comment that if any of you have not read the NTIA letter that I pointed to in my email about the RAA, it's worth reading.
Yeah, I posted it. I posted the link earlier. There's a Circle ID article on it. It came out about a day or so ago.
Yeah, I saw that. It's a
particularly Dunning letter in terms of comments about ICANN and how ready is it to go on its own when even if it writes poor contracts, it doesn't enforce them. And to what matter does it that it was now going to write a better contract?
Okay.
Yeah, just one thing to keep in mind is it'll depending on where the comments are coming from, given it's an election cycle, one has to try to figure out if the comments are coming from political appointees or not, and whether that will change come January or not.
Oh, indeed. But whatever the motive of the comments in this case, they're worth reading.
Okay. Are there any other comments or anything else that anybody has to add, ask, or otherwise comment about?
Not I.
Anyone else on the call? Okay. Well, if that's the case, then I guess we'll adjourn till next month. Robert, Alan, Wendy, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
And let's just see. I mean, just I'd like to try and get something out of this lethargy that just sort of says, well, they're waiting on the regions, and the regions are waiting on them. I don't mean to sound as negative as I did before, but I mean we do have a potential of really getting stuck.
Having both sides wait for the other one is a guarantee that nothing's going to get done anywhere.
Exactly.
And to be honest, I don't think the ALAC is waiting for regional input, but regional input may well push it.
I wish the ALAC were together enough to be waiting for regional input. ALAC is just waiting for any input.
Well,
Input is not what we need. We get plenty of input. We need action.
I get, maybe I'm defining input to include
And on that note, folks, I think we will call this a call. And thank you all for showing up. And we will see you again next month, hopefully with a little bit more information from ALAC and elsewhere to help guide us on stuff.
If anyone wants my next snarky comment, see the Skype chat. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, all.
Alan.
Bye-bye.
Left.
Evan.
Left.
Robert Guerra.
Left. Left.
Gareth Sherman.
Left.
Darlene.
Left.
Seth Reese.
Left. Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.